Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's a delight to join with you today, meet with you by way of this radio broadcast. We always look forward to, with anticipation, of being able to bring to you the issues that we're faced with each day. And may I remind us once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. And by the way, when I talk about issues, we're talking about things that are theological, doctrinal, biblical, societal, political. All are issues that are found in the Word of God. And so I say that to encourage you, because there's so many people today among Christians that believe somehow, some way, that if it's a political issue or a societal issue, and if it's in some fashion is not just about Jesus, that we ought not to talk about it. In fact, there are a whole group in society today that feel that you've done something horribly wrong. You've broken some code of ethics or law someplace if you talk about a political issue. But ladies and gentlemen, God created the home, and He created government, then He created the church. And anything that's in those three categories, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, covers everything from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. And in those categories, we have the right and the freedom, obligation to discuss, and to discuss them from a central biblicist worldview. Jesus says to His disciples, "If you continue in My word, then you're My disciples indeed." By the way, that word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. If you continue in My word, the word of God, then you are surely, truly My disciples. And you shall know the truth, the word of God, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32, and then in John 17:17, Jesus says dogmatically, definitively, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to face issues based on the authority of the word of God, and that is the truth of Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a subject today. I just simply call it science in the Bible, or evolution versus creationism. And we're not going into a great scientific discussion about evolution or creationism, but we want to talk about science in the Bible and some of the latest findings and the trickle-down, as I call it, of how it affects the Christian world today. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all heard that humans evolved, that we were not created, as evidence in the Scripture. It was the Darwin's theory of evolution. And by the way, theory didn't even become an hypothesis to become a real fact. It was simply a theory. Darwin's theory of evolution has become the dominant teaching in all of government-controlled schools today, both elementary schools and higher education and colleges and universities. In fact, evolution has become a religion today of sort. If you find with many of our colleges and universities today, they may be solid and conservative in some fashion. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, if they're teaching evolution, it is a foundation that is like sinking sand. It is absolutely should be viewed as intolerable by the Christian community. Yet we have entire families, moms and dads and family members, that will send their students off to a college or university that's going to brainwash them into believing that we evolved from a blob in the ocean someplace. That little single cell blob, then evolved and evolved and evolved until it became human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, evolution cannot tell us where the first living cell came from. They might say we came from that little single cell. You ask any evolutionist, all right, let's go back and back and back a little further. Where did that single cell come from? Where did it evolve from? What matter did it come out of? And they cannot tell you how that single cell evolved or came into being. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we are to simply believe that evolution is true and accept it as fact. That's the way it's presented today. In fact, some of the more renowned colleges and universities in America today, and I'm not called the name of some, but there's one in particular that teaches constitutional liberties and teaches the Constitution as no other university in America. But that same university, that same college, also teaches evolution as fact. And there's never been any proven fact about evolution, but it's being taught today as fact. Even in Darwin's theory of evolution, it was never any facts presented as being true. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, if you want to jump in this dialogue and discussion today, feel free to do so. And you can do that by dialing 401-1413, 401-1413. And that telephone call gets you straight through to our studios, right to our microphones, so that we can allow you to join in the dialogue and discussion. This broadcast is designed around a Q&A program, a format, so that we'll present some facts and information, allow you to call in and join in the discussion. We're talking about science and the Bible, or evolution versus creationism. Pastor Andy Stanley recently said, when it comes to the science or the Bible, we must accept science as regarding the teaching of evolution. Understand what Andy Stanley, Pastor Stanley, is saying. Andy Stanley is saying that when it comes down to what the Bible says about creation, or what evolutionists say, the scientists in evolution say about how we got into this world, about creation, we must believe the science, the scientist, about evolution, rather than believing the Word of God. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Now we're told by scientists and the scientific research teams that the Bible, in fact, is correct. Now, the scientific research that's just been publicized in the past 24 hours and major articles written about it, they're not saying now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is true. That's not their conclusion. But what they have concluded, ladies and gentlemen, as we'll see in a moment, is in fact saying that the Word of God, the Bible, is correct when it relates to one man, one woman, as single parents for all of the human race. No scientists are not saying that they embrace the Bible, the Word of God, but their research findings are saying exactly what the Bible says. Let me just share with you a couple of articles before we go further. Here's an article that says, the title of it is intriguing. It says, it turns out that all of humanity is related to a single couple. This article and findings dated November the 24th of 2018. And it further says, a new study revealed that all humans are descendants of the same man and same woman who lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago. Well, discount the 100,000 to 200,000 years ago. We find creation back about 4,000 B.C., and then we find the church age has been about 2,000 years. We're at about the 6,000-year mark now. And then as the rapture takes place, and it's on the very verge, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. And then we're snatched out, and there's a 1,000-year reign. It's called the millennial reign of Christ. And then the wrap-up of that is eternity. And so I believe, ladies and gentlemen, when we study the Scripture, we find that we're living in a young earth. Some say 6 to 10,000 years. I believe when God wraps up this whole universe, I believe when everything is wrapped up, said, and done, we'll be looking at God's number in perfection of 7,000, 7,000. as you find is God's perfection in the scripture. I believe we'll be looking at a 7,000-year universe. But this article says, let me go back and read that brief sentence. A new study revealed that all humans and descendants are of the same man and the same woman. Our communal mom and dad, this article says, got together after a catastrophic event almost wiped out the human race. And this is according to the Daily Mail report of study. The researchers studied the DNA of 5 million animals, including humans, to come to their conclusion. They also found that every 9 out of 10 animals come from the same original creatures. That's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Genesis 2, verse 24 and following, and it's on the 6th day of creation that God created animals. And when it talks about the different created animals, he created them in their kind, K-I-N-D. And out of each kind, their number of species. So when the scripture says kind, talks about a dog kind, and then out of the dog kind, K-I-N-D, there are multitudes of species of dogs, et cetera, and a variety of animals. Not because they evolved or devolved, but because it's out of that kind. And then the further this article says, the research showed that humans have a very low genetic diversity and variance within the species, similar to many other animals. The report comes out of Rockefeller University and the University of Basel, Switzerland, published in the Journal of Human Evolution, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that's a little deeper than that particular article. Let me just read you a few little blurbs from this major article. Title of the article says, all humans are descendants from just two people. And the catastrophic events evolved. Catastrophic events almost wiped out all of the species 100,000 years ago, scientists claim. And the subtitle of this says, genetic barcodes of 5 million animals from different species were surveyed. The research deduced that humans and animals sprang from a single pair. This happened after a catastrophic event of long time after the Ice Age, they say. This is scientific mumbo jumbo in some places. The article says, all humans descended from a solitary single pair who lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago. Scientists surveyed the genetic barcode of 5 million animals, including humans, from 100,000 different species and deduced that they sprang from a single pair of adults. These barcodes are snippets of DNA, this scientific article says, that reside outside the nuclei of living cells, suggest that it's not just people who came from a single pair of beings, but 9 out of 10 animal species also. And it goes on to talk about the scientist who headed the study, concluded that 90% of all animal species alive today come from parents that all began giving birth at roughly the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is important because out of evolution, they say that the animal was evolved first and that we were evolved then out of the animalistic blob, if you will. So therefore, we need to understand that what the scientists are now saying is that human beings and animals lived together simultaneously and came about at the same time. In fact, this article further says, scientists surveyed the genetic barcodes of 5 million animals, et cetera, et cetera. They mined, that is M-I-N-E-D, that is deeply searched, big data, insights from the world's fast-growing genetic database and reviewed as a large literature of evolutionary theory, including Darwin, this article says. Ladies and gentlemen, the ending of the article says the study has been misunderstood by some religious parties who thought it meant that we all came into being in some seminal Big Bang-type event 100,000 years ago. Here's a statement. But this isn't what the findings actually suggest, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't come from a Big Bang. Big Bang did not take place, and out of that Big Bang, then particles and partials and pieces came together and formed human beings, as some, even in the Christian realm, want to conclude today. Ladies and gentlemen, scientists are not saying that they embrace the Bible, that they embrace the Word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, their research verifies what we as Christians have been saying for many, many years. In fact, the facts that are found in this major, major, gigantic scientific research simply goes to prove what the Bible says. Now, these scientists are not necessarily saved people. That's not what I'm saying. And they didn't set out to prove the Bible. They didn't set out to say, we're going to verify the Word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what their findings have concluded. In fact, in Genesis 2:27, the Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that God created man, Adam. God created woman, Eve. He didn't say that God, the Bible didn't say that God created Adam and Steve. It didn't say that God created Eve and Mary. But the Bible says that God created a man and a woman. And it's from Adam and Eve, that single parent, single set of parents, that one man and one woman, that God has formed all of the human race. In fact, in Acts 17:26, the Bible tells us, and hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam and Eve, and it's out of Adam and Eve that all humans are descendants from one man and one woman. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this article, here's another article that is pretty profound in its breadth and depth in saying, ladies and gentlemen, before I go further, let me remind you, you're listening to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We invite you to join this dialogue and discussion. Be happy to have you jump on board and ask your questions, give your insights, your thoughts as to the new findings that's been highly publicized by radio, television, and newsprint and online as of the past 24 hours in relationship to a new scientific study that basically proves the Word of God. You can join in this dialogue and discussion by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413. Get you straight through to the studios right to our microphones that we can have you to join in the discussion. Here's another article that says, Adam and Eve, colon, all humans are descendants of one man and one woman. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to say, while non-believers refute the idea of God that created the human beings in the Garden of Eden, scientific research today has revealed that all humans alive today are descendants of one man and one woman who have lived at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, let me reemphasize another little nuance of this study, another little nuance of what the scientists have discovered and have printed, but they don't realize the depth of it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, if God had created a sodomite, called a homosexual today, a gay person, there's no way to procreate, an impossibility. God didn't create two homosexuals. God didn't create two lesbians. God created one male and one female called Adam and Eve, one man and one woman. And it's out of that one man and one woman that we, the human race, are alive and well on planet Earth today. The scientific research revealed that all humans alive today, this article says, are descendants of one man and one woman. Now, this scientific research didn't say that we all evolved from a blob in the ocean. This scientific research does not affirm the theory of evolution, thoughts of Darwin, and what's being taught today as fact in our universities and schools. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I pray that as a result of this profoundly deep and broad research of DNA from scientific minds, not necessarily saved people, but they have simply been able to prove without even attempting to do so. In fact, an article that I'll share a little later where one of the scientists said he tried his best to disprove what his eyes were seeing and his lab was proving. He didn't want to find what he had discovered in this scientific research. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, it is proof positive that the Bible is literal. The Bible is correct. The Bible is what God said. In fact, in Genesis 2, 26 and 27, I read you 27 a moment ago, and God said, let us make man in our image after their likeness, our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God said, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I want us to emphasize that God created one man and one woman, Adam and Eve, and it's as a result of the offspring of Adam and Eve that we are alive on planet Earth today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, some of this kind of research has been going on for several years, but ultimately we have some major findings. In fact, let me just read you a little blurb. Back as far as 1987, studies of DNA, which track the maternal ancestry, this article says, suggests that all human beings were descendants of one woman who may have lived in Africa about 200,000 years ago. Similar research is carried out on the Y chromosome of men, which track the paternal ancestry from various places. But here the estimate of research vary widely for 60,000 to 580,000 years. However, in 2013, this article says, a study published in the Journal of Science showed that almost every man alive today can trace his origin to one man who lived approximately 135 years ago, this other article says, and this ancient man was alive at the same time as the woman who has been become to be known as the mother of all women, providing evidence of an ancient Adam and Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't get any more profound than this particular article and these articles that I'm sharing with you today in relationship to the verifiability of the Word of God. The explanation from the human standpoint of a science of science and scientific minds about the creation of God, how God created all that is created. In fact, here's another article that says animals first appeared alongside first humans, according to the experts. Now, this is profound. And this is necessary for us to understand that animals were not created and then somehow after the animals, then man. And so the animals, we evolved from the animals. You study the book of Genesis, the second chapter in particular, and you find on the sixth day of God's creation, it's the sixth day that God said in verse 24 of Genesis 2, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and all creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle in their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the sixth day that God created animals, on the sixth day, the same day that God created man. And by the way, on the seventh day, God rested after his sixth day of creation. But ladies and gentlemen, it is important for us to understand that Adam and Eve, all human descendants from one man and one woman, although the Bible provides for a young earth, 10,000 years or less, and most Christian scientists that believe in biblical creationism will say that we have a young earth. Some will say 6,000 to 10,000 years. I believe that we're closer to the 6,000 year range. It's under 6,000 now, and the rapture of the church could take place at any moment, as I articulated earlier. And then after the rapture is the 7 years of tribulation. After the 7 years of tribulation is the 1,000-year rule and reign of Christ, ruling from his throne in Jerusalem in the temple that shall be rebuilt, where he will be ruling and reigning for 1,000 years, and then will be ushered into all of eternity with approximately 7,000-year universe. But ladies and gentlemen, scientists are now only verifying what the Bible already says and already teaches. Here's another article that is very similar, where it talks about the animals appearing alongside of the human beings. A new scientific study that stunningly suggests that the human race sprang from a single adult couple, as just as the Bible records, this article says. So also it suggests that animals appeared at the same time, also as the Bible suggests. It was a major shock to the evolutionary scientific community when a sweeping survey of the genetic code showed that the human race sprang from a single adult couple, such as Adam and Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it's a mega tectonic shock in the evolutionary world today. I don't know what our colleges and universities are going to say. Are they going to try to demean and discredit and discount and diss the secular scientists that have come up with this finding? Are they going to try to in some way say that it is not true, it cannot be verifiable, when they have verified it and it is absolutely a fact, and it simply verifies and proves, ladies and gentlemen, what the Word of God says? In fact, this article, research was led by the Rockefeller University and the University of Basel at Switzerland, shocked everyone involved, this article says. This conclusion is very surprising, said one of the scientists, and he goes on to state, and I fought against it as hard as I could, end quote. While this article then says he concluded that the scientific research revealed the vast majority of animals and species arose contemporaneously with modern human beings. While that aligns with the biblical account, it defies the typical understanding of evolutionary theory that claims animal forms preceded human beings, because humans likely developed from the animal forms according to the evolutionary process, which this study, ladies and gentlemen, disproves evolution out of hand, completely disproves it. I believe we have a caller on the line. We've got a couple of minutes left. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for explaining about evolution and about creation. And as you know, Darwin, he studied in Scotland to be a monk, a priest. And
that's right.
Somewhere along, I think it was Edinburgh, but somewhere along the line, he felt like God had wronged him. And he set out to disprove God. But at the end of his life, he cried out, God, save me. So we're just getting the rantings of a guy with a ship on his shoulder. And so many despots like Stalin and such have listened and read his dissertation, and they've taken it up as an excellent way to lead man astray. But I just
Absolutely.
Thank you for your wonderful work.
Yes, thank you so much, and I'm glad you brought up that little tidbit. And by the way, most people are not aware of the fact that Darwin was not, listen carefully, was not a scientist. He, because of some of his research and study, he, in several occasions, sat on the platform with scientists and their presentations, and he had a little renown and recognition as a result of his working with and talking with and meeting with scientists, but he did not study to be a scientist. He was not a scientist. He was not credentialed as a scientist, and as you said, he had studied to be a monk, but ladies and gentlemen, he was not a scientist. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you for your comments today. Here's a further statement before we close. We've got just a few seconds left in the broadcast. The simple hypothesis is that same explanation offered for the sequence of variations found among modern humans applies equally to the modern population of essentially all other animal species, namely that the extinct population, no matter what its current size or similarity to fossils of any age, has expanded from the uniform DNA. This article further states, ladies and gentlemen, the vast majority of species originated with modern human beings. Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, animals and human beings were created on the same day, according to Genesis 2. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems that we find is that the Bible says that the fool had said in his heart, there is no God. So God's word tells us that you can reject God's creation, you might reject God's word, you might reject God, but the Bible says if you do, you're a fool. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to find some of these secular, humanistic, evolutionary scientists, in their digging deeper, have simply unveiled the truth of the Word of God. Surprise, 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 scientists have also discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire, just as the Bible records in Genesis 19, verse 24 and 25. And that's another whole story in and of itself. But I am thankful that we're seeing the Word of God leaping off the pages on the news front today, verifying that God created one man and one woman, Adam and Eve, and God created the animals in their kind, and God is the God of creation, not evolution. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
You are listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.